Here's one thing Hollywood producers can agree on. They love Alaska. Spectacular landscape, abundant wildlife, the pioneer mystique. This is a great place to base a film, but often in name only. Actually, most of the movies and TV shows about Alaska are shot somewhere cheaper and warmer. Now there's word that for a new Disney film starring Sandra Bullock to be set in the quaint town of Sitka, the role of Alaska will be played by Massachusetts. Elizabeth Arnold reports from Alaska.
The old adage, location, 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 is just that, old. It's now all about incentives, incentives, incentives. And Alaska, it seems, is one of the last states to realize this. It's been a painful realization. Take the Kevin Costner film, The Guardian, for example.
100 miles off the Alaskan coast, six members of a Coast Guard search and rescue team embarked on a mission.
The movie grossed $54 million. It was filmed in Shreveport, Louisiana, because the state offered the film company a rebate. Deborah Schilt of the Alaska Film Group.
What's really pathetic is when you realize that it reached the point that Shreveport, Louisiana can double for Alaska.
And that's just one movie Alaska lost out on. There's the Disney movie Snow Dogs, the Al Pacino thriller Insomnia, even a movie called Alaska, all filmed somewhere else. Last Friday, the film group gathered some concerned Alaskans, politicians, chambers of commerce people, filmmakers, and others, to hear why the state, with so much to offer, is losing out. Consultant Dema Chasel, formerly with 20th Century Fox, says it takes more than natural beauty to lure Hollywood. She told the group Alaska's one of the few states that doesn't offer some kind of rebate, tax credit, no-interest loan, or exemption.
You're not doing any financial incentives right now. You're one of the five that are sitting on nowhere land.
Canada started courting the film business in the early 1990s, and other countries and states began following suit, competing for production companies the way they used to vie for automobile plants.
We talked today a little bit about the fact that a vampire movie based in Barrow, Alaska, was filmed in New Zealand, which has a 15% rebate.
And it's not just movies they're trying to lure. Television series can be even more lucrative. Alaskans were mildly perturbed that the television hit series Northern Exposure was filmed in Roslyn, Washington. That was years ago. Still today, tourists visit Roslyn to walk the streets of what's supposed to be an Alaskan town. More recently, Alaska missed out yet again on a TV series supposedly based in Alaska.
And now, a sneak peek at the season premiere of Men in Trees.
Okay, people. The latest marine weather report still shows the Arctic cyclone passing well to the west of us.
The new Northern Exposure, Men in Trees, is being shot in Canada. According to Chasel, the state's missing out on about $1.5 million a week for every episode. Jeff Began of Axiom, a film payroll company in Los Angeles, says if Alaska were to offer some kind of rebate and loan program, it could be more than competitive.
Immediately, a number of studios would jump in because they like to jump in when something new and when they're going to get something back on it. And the independents would start coming here. I think there'd be a whole move of people.
Those attending the meeting hope to capitalize on the attention the state's received from Sean Penn's recent movie that was shot in Alaska, Into the Wild. Penn, however, is unusual in that he had a huge budget and was committed to authenticity. The film has generated tremendous interest in the state. Deborah Schilt with the Alaska Film Group hopes it's a start. She says she's tired of seeing what's special about Alaska being duplicated someplace else.
It's like, hey, but that's our quirkiness that you're cashing in on. That's our uniqueness. That's our mystique. And why not us? And we all need to look at that and make steps so that the next Men in Trees should be shot here. Our men in trees, our women in trees, our dogs in trees. It's ours.
Schilt and others aim to introduce incentive legislation in the coming months to lure Hollywood north to the real Alaska. For NPR News, I'm Elizabeth Arnold in Anchorage.